The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the report which we're going to bring you now may be upsetting and triggering for some listeners, and it's certainly not suitable for little ears. Yesterday, we talked with Barbara Condon, CEO of Ruhama, the Irish charity fighting sexual exploitation, prostitution and human trafficking. Well, Ruhama released their annual report today, and to coincide with it, News Talk reporter Sarah Madden paid a visit to their offices to speak with survivors of the sex trade.
Open. Tucked away on Dublin's Castle Street, behind a nondescript door, is a building furnished in soft decor with plants and artworks and brightly coloured walls.
Yeah, it's a lovely purple shade. It's a symbol of kind of freedom. So it's nice bright colours.
If it sounds like a safe haven in the city, that's because it is. It's the office of Irish National Charity, Ruhama.
We're supporting women impacted by prostitution and human trafficking for sexual exploitation. Whether that's practical support or the emotional support, counselling, access to education and development, access to the labour market, so you know, getting them ready for interviews and CV preparation, applying for work.
Though it was founded in 1989, this year's annual report has seen a surge in demand for Ruhama's services.
In 2023, 646 individuals accessed our services. So that was a 30% increase on 2022. We saw a 31% increase in the number of individuals accessing the counselling and trauma therapy sessions as well.
In one of the provided therapy rooms, service user Isabel agrees to tell me her story.
My name is Isabel and I once had a very ordinary life, I suppose, you know, with a job and a car and whatever. And I unfortunately got, due to some bad decisions on my part, I got addicted to heroin. And that then, you know, it leads you down a very dark road. And at the end of that dark road was the sex trade. Of course, I thought at first, like, that I'd be there 3 months, 4 months, and I'd save and I'd go to the UK or something and get clean and sort it out. But I had no idea the world I stepped into and what would happen in it. The violence, sexual violence is immense, and then what that does to you. And so it's quite paradoxical, really, because you go in trying to solve one thing and you end up being more entrenched in that thing to cope with what's being done to you. So 3 months turned into 6 years. But you lose count, kind of. It's the seasons. Because when you're out there, I remember the summer, because the heat and the sweat under my wig, and then I remember the cold. So it's like we keep track of time just by the seasons and not by other things, because you're not getting invited to Christmas dinner or your birthdays go by or whatever. Well, that's how it was for me. It is everything that maybe people who've never experienced it would imagine. It is scary and violent and isolating and lonely. It's like you're trapped in a world, and the real world is carrying on regardless, and you're just looking in on it. And people remove themselves from your life, or they cross the road. So your only human contact, you know, becomes the men who buy you and the other women or your friends who are stuck in the same place as you. So, and the messages that come in, we hear them. We know the names we're called. We know what people think of women like us. And there isn't really any messages that you're welcome back. See you stay. It's like better the devil I know. You know, if you don't feel welcome back, and who would I be would ever left? What would I do? So you stay. I thought the 6 years, 7 years with heroin like was a challenge. I'd no idea the kind of battle or war I was about to fight personally when you come out, because like that you remove heroin or whatever is subduing the trauma or whatever. You remember everything. So I developed complex post-traumatic stress, and it was quite severe for on and off of that first year out. I didn't think I'd make it through the year. But I did. It's, you know, it's flashbacks, it's Jesus, it's the hypervigilance, it's strange because, you know, you could be anywhere at any time, like, and something would spark a memory or something. Could be a smell, you know, a smell. And my whole body would distort, or there'd be days where they were still inside me and I couldn't get them out. How's I going to get them out? And you can't eat. Sometimes we develop strange relationships with food because our mouths go through so much. Because prostitution, sex, it's not about, it's actually not about sex. It's about power. It's about that control over someone for whatever length of time. It's about having the power to do whatever you want for however long you want. That's what they're paying for. And after, you know, a few years, I was thinking the more vulnerable you looked, the more popular you were. Not the opposite. Which is why trafficked women are so popular. Because they're powerless already.
Many of the women who come to Ruhama are victims of human trafficking, like Lucy, who was trafficked from Nigeria to the UK.
At that time, I was singing in church, and I was abused at first. I was raped by three guys. And in the process of me trying to escape, they broke the bottle and stabbed me, which brought me to a church whereby I was being like taken care of. And because of the situation, someone was like, oh, because you sing well, can I have, like, she's an artist and wanted to, like, oh, she has a musical video to do in the UK. And if I would love to come as a backup singer, because she's going to record and also do the video over there. It was actually over there that I got the whole hint of what I was there for. I had nobody. And you can't even rely on any other girl there, you know. The only person I talked to, I channel all my pains to prayer. At that time, I used the word push. It was more like pray until something happens. So I kept on praying. I kept on having at least that little drop of faith that someday this will be over, you know, but I don't know when and how it's going to happen. Yeah.
With the help of an unlikely source, one of the men who came to the brothel, Lucy was escaped across the border from Belfast to Galway. Within days, she was put in touch with Ruhama.
When I got to Baseski, that's more like the first point where they take you if you seek asylum. I slept for hours, like hours, with this peace. Like I'm safe where I am. You know, knowing that alone gave me joy. The impact is huge because it's still ongoing, but yeah, there's pain in it, there's trauma in it, there's fear, nightmares, you know, uncontrollable flashes, the uncertainty of the future, of my future relationship. That has always been one huge part. One of the major mistakes that I made, yeah, is that I kept on running. you know, running away from my past. And the more I run, the more it's chasing me, you know. So it's more like it's an endless run, like, where am I running to? So at this point, I've been able to turn back and face it and say, yes, I accept it happened. So I have to deal with it as it comes. I deal with it and I keep pushing. I've told myself, I'm not going to let that situation define me. I'm not going to let it weigh me down. It's more like a paint, a wall full of different colors of paint. You've been through abuse, you've been through stigma. But when you look at the picture that you've painted with different colors, you know, you see that that picture is beautiful.
The women that Ruhama helps often describe this place as their second home. But as I leave and return to the city, I remember the words of Isabel, who believes we can all do our bit to make the world outside a more welcoming place, too.
Prostitution and sex trade in Ireland, it's organised and it's run by criminals for the most part. I don't think people realise that. That's one thing, but also, we're not monsters. We're not depraved. We had the same dreams when we were 12 or so, that we would be nurses or teachers or pop stars. But for me, of these young girls, those dreams were removed. Because there's no 10-year-old in Romania who's dreaming of Ireland and coming to Ireland and performing sex acts on Irish men for 50 euros. There's none of them. Something happens along the way. So when you see us, you watch us, just remember that. And it's good to be kind. I remember the people that would walk by me on the street, and if some people said, good evening, and it make me smile for the rest of the evening. Some one pedestrian didn't see me as a monster.
Now, if you or someone you know has been affected by the topics covered in that report, you can free phone Ruhama on 1-800-020202. And emotional support is also provided by the Samaritans on 116-123. An extraordinary report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.